From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will play Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. South China Sea, Indonesia asks China to honor UN clause. TripAdvisor lists Bali among world's top tourist destination. Now the news in details. Expressing concern of the escalating tensions in the South China Sea, Indonesia has urged China to abide by international law, including the United Nations Convention for the Law of the Sea or UN clause in settling disputes. During a virtual bilateral meeting on Thursday with her Chinese counterpart Wang Yi, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said, "There is a need for China, as a signatory to the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation, to abide by the code of conduct while trying to resolve dispute related to the South China Sea with Southeast Asian countries." Marsudi said in a media briefing as quoted by Antara that the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation or TAC has been accessed by many countries including China, the United States, India, Australia, Japan, and South Korea. It is the obligation of those countries that have accessions to the TAC to abide by its principles. The foreign ministers stressed that the dialogue is the best way to resolve conflict and highlighted the consistent principle upheld by Indonesia in addressing the struggle for territory and power in the South China Sea, of respecting international laws. Bali has been ranked among the world's best tourism destination alongside London in Great Britain and Crete in Greece by travel planning and booking website TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor's Traveler's Choice Award for the world's best destination has named the Island of Gods among the best tourist destination in the world out of a list of 25. In a statement received on Saturday, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Wisnu Tamakusubandyo, as quoted by Antara, welcomed news of Bali being ranked among the best destination in the world by TripAdvisor. He said that this can motivate Indonesia further to develop new Bali and even encourage efforts to further improve Bali's tourism so it can move towards becoming a more friendly and sustainable destination. With the island being reopened in stages, first for locals from July 9, 2020, and then domestic tourists from July 31, 2020, as part of the push towards adapting to new habits, tourists can start preparing to visit Bali. The government is planning to reopen the destination to foreign tourists in September this year. Conditions under the COVID-19 pandemic that is plaguing countries around the globe, including Indonesia, bear similarities with those during the Spanish flu of 1918, Tri Wahyuning M. Irsyam, a historian from the University of Indonesia, stated. Speaking about the Spanish flu of 1918 at the talk show broadcast online from Jakarta on Saturday, as quoted by Antara, she said at the time, "The colonial government officials routinely drove around in cars to socialize or raise awareness about the deadlines of the disease or Spanish flu and tell people that it was better to stay at home, wear masks, and maintain cleanliness." Irsyam said, "These measures were taken by the Dutch East Indies colonial government as not everyone at the time could read the newspaper and obtain accurate information. However, the colonial administration and the people held different views on the origin of the Spanish flu. The public saw the disease as originating from nature, such as dust, wind, and others, while the colonial government saw the source of transmission as from outside, or migrants who were coming in and becoming carriers of the virus. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Hong Kong leaders Carrie Lam on Friday, July 31st, postponed a September 6th election to the Chinese ruled city legislator by a year because of a rise in coronavirus cases, dealing a blow to the pro-democracy opposition, which had hoped to make huge gains. The decision to delay the vote came after 12 pro-democracy candidates were disqualified from running for perceived subversive intentions and opposition to a sweeping new security law imposed by Beijing, prompting questions among many about whether the pandemic was the real reason for the delay. Lam said she had to invoke an emergency law to make the postponement and no political consideration were involved. China's parliament will decide how to fill the legislative vacuum. She told reporters the decision was aimed at safeguarding people's health. Russia's health minister is preparing a mass vaccination campaign against the novel coronavirus for October, local news agencies reported on Saturday after a vaccine completed clinical trials. Health Minister Mikhail Murashko said the Gamaleya Institute, a state research facility in Moscow, had completed clinical trials of the vaccine and paperwork is being prepared to register it. He said doctors and teachers would be the first to be vaccinated. A source told Reuters this week that Russia's first potential COVID-19 vaccine would secure local regulatory approval in August and be administered to health workers soon thereafter. More than 500,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in South Africa. South Africa Health Minister Zweli Mkhize announced 10,107 new cases on Saturday, bringing the tally to 503,290, along with 8,150 deaths. South African health authorities have said the rate of infection is increasing rapidly, with cases currently concentrated around the capital. South Africa is the hardest hit country on the continent and accounts for half of all reported infections in Africa. It also has the fifth highest number of cases in the world after US, Brazil, Russia, and India. The United Arab Emirates has begun startup operation in the initial unit of its first nuclear power plant. This was stated by the Emirates Nuclear Energy Corporation, ENEC, on Saturday. The Barakah nuclear power plant in Abu Dhabi, a major oil producer, is being built by Korea Electric Power Corporation, KEPCO. The plant was originally due to open in 2017, but startup of its first reactor was repeatedly delayed. ENEC said its subsidiary Nawah Energy Company has successfully started up Unit 1 of the Barakah nuclear energy plant located in the Al Dhafrah region of Abu Dhabi. ENEC's chief executive Mohammed Ibrahim Al Hamadi said United Arab Emirates is another step closer to achieving the goal of supplying up to a quarter of the nation's electricity needs and powering its future growth with safe, reliable, and emission-free electricity. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kuswawati. Thank you for listening.
The 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence with the team Indonesia Onward. Happy 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence.
Voice of Indonesia today with This week's spotlight on young civil service become the motor of bureaucratic reform. President Joko Widodo inaugurates the 27th batch of the Institute of Domestic Administration IPDN 2020, graduates virtually through live streaming from the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java Province, on Wednesday. 881 young civil service officers took part in the inauguration at Jatinangor. 881 young civil service officers took part in the inauguration at Jatinangor Abdi Praja Parade Field and Jakarta IPDN campus. There were also six representatives who were inaugurated directly by the president at the Bogor Presidential Palace. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo said young civil service officers should be able to become a motor for bureaucratic reform, a motor for developing new ways of working, and driving force for new governance. According to President Joko Widodo, the national and Indonesian values of young civil servants have been firmly planted and the commitment to serve the community is undoubted. The president advised, now and in the future, it is not a big country that beats a small country. It is not a rich country that beats a poor country, but it is a fast country that will defeat a slow country. President Jokowi also hopes that young civil servant will give a different nuance, give different thoughts, support the bureaucracy to take the smart shortcut path whose orientation is the result, which is immediately felt by the people. These principles must be carried out in both normal and crisis condition due to COVID-19 pandemic. Even in normal condition, the work method must be resulted-oriented, fast, efficient, and the people must be immediately felt it. Especially in condition of health crisis, pandemics like this, it is not negotiable. President Jokowi also requested that young civil servants continue to learn to keep abreast of the times. He advised them to maintain integrity as a public servant, maintain self-respect as a servant of the country, and make Indonesia advance. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nugo Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll begin with August 2nd, 1934, when Adolf Hitler becomes head of the German state with the title Führer. Adolf Hitler was the German chancellor from 1933 and the German leader from 1934 to death on April 30, 1945. On August 2, 1934, Hitler became the dictator of Germany after President von Hindenburg died. Hitler united the chancellery and presidential position to become the Führer or leader and, at the same time, made the National Socialist Party, known as the Nazis, the sole party in Germany. The Nazis were officially disbanded after Germany lost the Second World War. Let's move on to August 2nd, 1985, where Delta Airlines Flight 191 crashed. Delta Airlines Flight 191 was a scheduled flight from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles via Dallas. On August 2, 1985, the plane crashed in the middle of a tornado and lightning or microburst when it was about to land on runway 17C at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, Texas. The accident killed 8 crew members, 126 passengers, and 1 person on the ground. 2 people died after 1 month of the accident, bringing the total toll to 137. I'll conclude with August 2, 2005, when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is appointed president of Iran. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is the 6th president of Iran and obtained 61.91% of the electorate in the Iranian presidential election on June 24, 2005. His presidency has begun on August 3, 2005, after the inauguration the day before. He served as a mayor of Tehran from May 3, 2003 to June 28, 2005, when he was elected president. He is widely known as a conservative figure who is very loyal to the values of the Iranian Islamic Revolution, 1979. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
The 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence with the team Indonesia Onward. Happy 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Daitake in Japan. In his email, Mr. Daitake said that he could hear VOI's Japanese program clearly through shortwave receiver. He also told that the club's monthly magazine SWDX Guide to Japanese section, and probably it will arrive about 2 weeks. Hello, Mr. Daitake. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to Japanese section. Please be patient for the reply. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Setiap hari ku menanti hadirmu terangkan pagiku. Suara canda tawamu ramaikan sepi di kelasku. Semakin sore ku gelisah, sadar kita harus berpisah. Ku rasa ingin cepat esok hari melihatmu. Ternyata bukan rasa yang biasa. Berucap kata ingin ku menyapa, namun aku tak berdaya, tak bernyali, oh diriku. Seakan waktu membeku saat matamu menata mata.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today, entitling Indonesia proposes 7 additional branches at SEA Games 2021 Vietnam. The Indonesian Olympic Committee proposed the addition of 7 sports to the organizing committee of the 2021 SEA Games Vietnam. The proposal was presented in a virtual meeting with the Southeast Asian Sport Federation, SEAGF, on July 21st and 22nd, which was aimed to gather opinions about the sport branches that will be contested. The 7 sport branches were Sambo, e-sport, triathlon, jiu-jitsu, modern pentathlon, bowling, and tekball. Previously, Vietnam, as the host, had proposed 36 sports to be competed at the 2021 SEA Games. They include athletics, aquatics, archery, badminton, basketball, billiards, boxing, canoeing, kayaking, chess, and bicycle racing. In addition, there are pencaksilat, sepak takraw, shooting, volleyball, weightlifting, and wushu. However, according to the Indonesian Olympic Committee Deputy Secretary General Wijaya Nuradi, the official certainty related to the number of sports that will be contested will only be announced 12 months before the holding of the SEA Games Vietnam, which will be held from November 21st to December 2nd, 2021. In accordance with the SEAGF Charter, the official contested sports branch will be decided in November 2020. Vietnam was officially elected and accepted as the host of the 2021 SEA Games through a decree signed by the Prime Minister of Vietnam, Nguyen Xuan Phuc, in November 2019. The biennial event, until now, is still scheduled to be held on November 21st to December 2nd, 2021 in Hanoi. Meanwhile, Tokyo Olympics will also be held next year. Each Asian members' countries then needs to prepare its athletes carefully due to the dense activities in 2021. According to the plan, SEA Games 2021 Vietnam will compete 36 to 40 sports. That number could have increased in accordance with the agreement of member countries. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener Akil Bashir in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Akil Bashir asked to send him a group photo for English services. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. We are fine here. Thank you. Unfortunately, we do not have a group photo for English services, the complete one. But we will try to find it and send it to you. About the key SL card, yes, we sent them to some listeners about the second week of June. But sometimes international poses just take longer. We sent some for you. Hope it will reach you soon. Well, keep listening and stay safe. Special for you, we'll play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Kau tak pernah letih, paham. mengerti rasaku. Kau buatku yakin kau terakhir untukku. Ku bahagia bersamamu, sempurnalah hidupku, kini ada dirimu kan ku jaga. Cinta ini sampai akhir nanti kita berhenti bernafas.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. This time I will invite you to Surabaya in the province of East Java to enjoy one of its culinary delights called Pecel Semanggi. Pecel Semanggi is a traditional food from Surabaya, which is made from clover leaves. Although it is kind of pecel or Javanese salad, consists of cooked vegetable with peanut dressing, the taste is different. The main ingredient is the clover leaf, which is then added with sprouts and kale. Meanwhile, the dressing is made from sweet potatoes mixed with beans and brown sugar, so it has a distinctive taste. Besides that, what makes this Surabaya Pecel Semanggi different from other pecel in general is the addition of puli crackers or rice crackers called gendar. Clover itself is actually a wild plant that is included in a group of water spikes or salvinials commonly found in rice fields and river banks. Although Semanggi Pecel is traditional food from Surabaya, it is not so easy to find it because most Semanggi Pecel traders sell it from one place to another. Yet, you can find these Semanggi Pecel sellers in Kedung Village, Benowo District, Surabaya. This area is on the outskirts of Surabaya and is known for cultivating clover plants, so many women who sell clover or Semanggi Pecel come from this place. It is easy to recognize them because usually they wear traditional kebaya and batik cloth to go around carrying baskets containing their wear. The process of making Semanggi Pecel is pretty simple. clover, sprouts, and kale are boiled first. Usually, this clover pecel is served using pincu, a kind of plate made from banana leaves. Then the ingredients that have been boiled are dosed with seasoning sauce or dressing, made from sweet potatoes and brown sugar. Since many Indonesians like spicy food, sellers of clover pecel or semanggi pecel usually also provide chili and shrimp paste called petis seasonings. By paying 6,000 rupiah, you can enjoy the delicious clover or semanggi pecel, a special delicacy from Surabaya. That was today's Indonesian Wonder featuring Semanggi Pecel from Surabaya. Tomorrow we will meet again in another edition with more interesting topic. See you next time.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we reply an email from our listener, Kamal Hossein in Bangladesh. Hello Mr. Kamal Hossein, thank you for your attention on our broadcast. Keep listening and sending your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Wahai kau Tuhan, kau widuri permata.
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Miscellany. This edition is about preserving Indonesian culture. Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy supports the game Fantasy Town. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy supports Garena Indonesia's farming simulator game called Fantasy Town, which digitally incorporates Indonesian landmarks and characters. Acting Marketing Deputy for Digital Economy and Creative Products of the Ministry, Yosua Simanjuntak, in a virtual conference on Thursday, July 30th, said this game could be an educational medium for users. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy's support is in line with the Proudly Made in Indonesia movement. Yosua Simanjuntak said that the potential of Indonesian mobile gaming is very high, with 337 million mobile users, or more than 126% of Indonesia's population. Mobile phone users in Indonesia averagely are online for 8 hours every day. Currently, games are still dominated by those from America and Europe. Therefore, Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy strengthened the skills of game developers by providing a knowledge-sharing platform, which was also attended by game publishers from abroad. It is expected to open insight into game developers and know the desires of the Indonesian and international markets. Garena Indonesia's director, Hans Kurniadi Saleh, saw the potential of the casual gaming market, which encouraged Garena to create the game Fantasy Town. Not only developing the potential of mobile games, but also the potential of Indonesian local content. Hans said that he wanted to promote the culture and art of the Indonesian people. It was started by including some Indonesian characters and buildings, and this was also supported by the ministry. Garena Fantasy Town presents a number of historic sites in Indonesia to introduce and preserve Indonesian culture. The sites that are officially presented in Fantasy Town include Borobudur Temple, National Monument or Monas, Lawang Sewu, Jakarta Old Town, Rumah Gadang, two traditional houses of the special region of Yogyakarta, North Sumatra, East Nusa Tenggara, Papua, and Makassar. Officially launched in mid-July, Fantasy Town has also presented a variety of characters and costumes that originate from Indonesian folklore, such as Kabayan, Iteng, to Radu, inspired by Madurese traditional clothing. Through these characters and costumes, players at Fantasy Town can learn Indonesian culture from home in an exciting and fun way through farming, raising livestock, trading, exploring mysterious areas, and building dream cities with nuances of Indonesian culture. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Sudah berteman. Kedua, kita saling setia. dan selanjutnya kita berjalan bersama, tapi hanya sebatas itu. Kini kau tinggal jauh di sana, meninggalkan angan-angan terindah. Lalu siapa yang bisa ku ajak bercanda, jalan dan jali menggantimu. Oh mungkin kau tak jauh di sana, tapi genggam tanganmu masih terasa. Atau mungkin ini sebuah pertanda yang ku rasa bukan sekedar rindu. Wajarkah ku bertanya kabarmu di sana, terpisah jauh di antara dua benua. Pantaskah ku berkata cinta kepadanya, takkan bisa ku sembunyikan begitu saja. Ku coba menyapamu di sana,
hai.
Ku tanya apa kau rindukan aku, namun nyatanya ku tak berani berkata berharap memilikimu. Oh mungkin kau tak jauh di sana, tapi genggam tanganmu masih terasa. Atau mungkin ini sebuah pertanda yang ku rasa bukan sekedar rindu. Wajarkah ku bertanya kabarmu di sana, terpisah jauh di antara dua benua. Pantaskah ku berkata cinta kepadanya, takkan bisa ku sembunyikan begitu saja.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener will present you a song by JKT48 entitled Rhapsody. The song Rhapsody was released on January 22, 2020, accompanied by a video clip on the JKT48 YouTube channel. Rhapsody became JKT48's first original song after 8 years. Previously, JKT48 sang adapted from sister groups in Japan, AKB48. The song Rhapsody is much softer than other songs that have been performed by JKT48. Rhapsody was created by Lale, Ilman, and Nino. The lyrics tell a love story that reached marriage. Making a faithful promise forever will make a happy heart until the earth refuses to revolve again. Well, listener, here is Rhapsody by JKT48.
Thank you.
kedua bola matamu. Kau buat malam gelap ini jadi penuh cahaya. Terang kilau pesona.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau buat sirna, sudahlah harap. Dihindarkan walau hati tak rela untuk menangis semua, takkan ada yang kekal. Kita menyatu senada yang kekal.
Of Indonesia.
Tapi kedua kali ku melihatmu, semua terasa berubah.
Kau beda,
kau beda dengan pertama kali ku melihatmu.
Kau beda,
oh, dan kau membuat lagi denganmu.
When I saw you,
kau semakin mempesona. Senyuman di bibirmu membuatku tergila-gila.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. For Asian regions and 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adala. See you on the next English program.